You're listening to the Daily News Podcast, brought to you by BigRapidsDailyNews.com, and I'm Steve Gove. A 4-year-old boy is fighting for his life after he was hit by a car Monday night in Owego County. It happened on M20 near Dickinson Avenue near the village of Hesperia. The Owego County Sheriff's Office says the boy entered the road where he was struck by a westbound vehicle. Police say that driver of the car was a 62-year-old Fremont man. Alcohol does not appear to be a factor in the crash. It remains under investigation. A medical marijuana facility has been voted down in Wexford County's Cedar Creek Township. The township board voted unanimously to block the medical marijuana facility near Manton on M42. Some members of the community spoke out against the facility. Meanwhile, new legislation has been introduced to allow judges to issue protective orders for individuals that law enforcement or a family member asserts poses a threat. The extreme risk protection order would allow a family member, a federal law enforcement officer, or a local law enforcement officer to ask courts to issue protection orders against a person who poses a significant risk of personal injury to him, herself, or others by possessing a firearm. The Michigan League for Public Policy held a news conference yesterday to discuss the adverse effects on Medicaid expansion should the House-led repeal of the Affordable Care Act stand. Here's Edwin Park with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Under the House bill, starting in 2020, the federal government will no longer pay 90% of expansion costs, as the ACA now requires. Instead, for any new enrollees, the federal government would pay only the regular matching rate, which is on average 57%.
Park says it means that states would have to pay 3 to 5 times more from their own funds for each new enrollee relative to current law. And the governor is said to be undecided about legislation where the state would create and sell anti-abortion license plates. The bill was previously approved along party lines in the legislature. The measure would require a Choose Life plate to be issued by June of 2018. The Republican-led state legislature is continuing to advance a $55 billion spending plan despite an impasse with Governor Rick Snyder over teacher pensions. House and Senate conference committees are expected to approve budgets for universities and community colleges today. Spending bills for the state police and other state departments won approval last week. GOP lawmakers designated $475 million to cover transition costs to move to a 401k-only system in year one. The stalemate could delay enactment over the budget. And now you're up to date. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.